Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Head Boys Wrestling Coach Chad Beeman, Humboldt Head Girls Basketball Coach Rod Mooney, and Humboldt Head Boys Basketball Coach Jason Thur. The Humboldt Wildcats boys wrestling team won duels over Clear Lake and Clarion Goldfield Dells on Thursday in North Central Conference Wrestling. I caught up with Beeman after the NCC Triangular.
We knew with Clear Lake that even though they had three or four open weights there, that they were going to have a challenging lineup, and they've really gotten a lot better in their upper weights. So from about 157 on, they're pretty solid. But yeah, it was nice to get that one right away. Clarion, you know, they had a great tournament here right before break and put them up. We knew it was going to be a really tight duel. We tried to look at, you know, multiple ways that we could, you know, maneuver the lineup in our favor, and we needed the flip to go our way. And of course they won the flip. I don't think I've ever won the flip in a tight duel with Clarion, but there otherwise we may have done some maneuvering in the upper weights a little bit. But man, when things didn't go our way, our kids responded, and man, getting that pin, Dylan's pin at the, you know, that second to last match was huge. But he's tough on top, so just a gritty performance by some kids that those are the things that, you know, make our team a pretty good duel team.
And Coach, talk about the lower weights to start off the match first at 120 to not give up the bonus points. Those proved to be pretty big here tonight.
Yeah. Those guys fought. You know, we really thought Henry knew he was outmatched there at 120. It's a kid that's placed, you know, in the top three last 2 years, and I believe he's currently ranked number one. And you know, Henry's just a gritty, tough kid that, you know, he's not going down without a fight. Oh, and that was a match at 26. We really thought we might grab from them, but man, they have some kids that Adrian's very solid. They've got some kids that scrap, so they're going to have a great season as well.
Frieder's big pin.
You saw the difference in body types there. I mean, he is so long and rangy that we really didn't want him chasing with his hands over the top. That just gave him an even bigger shooting lane. And so we really wanted his hands much lower on the feet when they were on their feet there. But, you know, he hit that switch right off after he, you know, got taken, to gave up the takedown. He just kept wrestling, hit that switch. And once he gets that chicken wing on, it's pretty tight. So that was an exciting way to get the duel moving in our momentum.
And then Knight, able to get the pin at the end. Just your thoughts from the corner.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't come down to where he had to have a pin, because then that makes match strategy way different. No, but he wanted to finish up with a pin. Just, you know, even if we just had that decision, we were in good shape. But, no, that was awesome way to finish the duel.
Four consecutive duel wins for this team in NCC play. Are things starting to really click for this group here moving into January?
Yeah, and I mean, anybody that's asked about the progress of our team, I've told about everybody, we're not even going to hit like our full stride until about mid-January. You know, it's just, we gave them a long break at Christmas time. We had several of our team that, you know, didn't even start until, you know, the second week of the season, and shoot, even Jack, even a little bit longer. So no, we're going, about mid-January is when we're going to start really picking things up.
And Coach, just the thoughts on the next tournament coming up on the weekend.
Super tough tournament. It's another, you know, we're just looking at you know, every one of these opportunities is an opportunity to prove ourselves. And Sergeant Bluff, I believe they're number two right now. You know, they're there. It's just a super, super tough tournament. A lot of tough Iowa teams, a lot of tough Nebraska teams. So it's just another opportunity to prove ourselves. It's kind of fun. The kids get to go down there and spend the night in the hotel Friday night. And so they enjoy that team bonding stuff and being able to go down there and compete in a tough tournament.
And Coach, we haven't had a chance to talk, but Osage, team placing fifth, and Clark and able to get the 138 title.
Yeah, no, he had a great tournament. I think he had, it was kind of crazy, as the number one seed, he ended up in the pigtail. And so in a 16-man bracket, you should only have to win four matches. Well, he had five pins in the first period, which is super impressive. As a team, you know, that was our first test coming right out of break. And I think I've said this for the last 31 years that, man, we're rusty when we give those kids that much time off. But I really think it's worth it later in the season. And so obviously would have liked to compete a little bit better there. We let some matches get away from us that we really didn't need to. But I thought we made some steps forward tonight.
Appreciate it, Coach, and best of luck this weekend.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
The Humboldt girls basketball team won Friday against Iowa Falls Alden to complete a 2-1 week. I caught up with Mooney to discuss the win Friday.
Sometimes you have to make sure you have your mind right. We had a tough one last night. We didn't play real well, and, you know, we got beat fair and square by a good team, and we needed to use that to allow us to get focused and get ready to play tonight. And I thought the kids did a good job. You know, we talked in the locker room about having a positive mindset and not dwelling about what has already happened, but being ready to, make something happen about tonight and be ready to go out and play. And I thought the kids did a nice job of that. Morgan did a good job of attacking the basket most of the night. And then I think we moved the ball pretty well. You know, our kids share the ball exceptionally well. You know, that Morgan was the beneficiary of a lot of those, but Ava Newton got a couple of nice passes in there too. You know, Paige and Caitlin did a nice job of setting a tone defensively for us. And, you know, Meg and Peyton came in and did the same thing. So we were able to keep some pressure up and made some adjustments at halftime and got everybody kind of rolling downhill. And so, you know, I think the kids did a nice job of managing their emotions over the last, you know, 48 hours.
Going back to Morgan, man, she had, you know, the injury, of course, last season, and seeing her drive in, it almost looked like tonight she was almost back to her former self driving in there. Got a little physical there, of course, with the bloody nose, having to patch things up there, but looked like she was back to her normal self tonight.
And she's looking stronger and stronger every game. You know, we realize that it's all part of the process for her. And, you know, she's given everything she can every time she plays. Whether or not she's got a bionic knee or a bloody nose, it's the same Morgan all the time as far as effort's concerned. We want her to stay as upright as possible. We like her to be in one piece. But Morgan only plays one way, and that's super hard, both offensively and defensively. So those are the things that made her the player that she is. And, you know, so we don't ask her to not do that, but we try to encourage her to stay on her feet.
As you mentioned, Ava Newton, she plays a big role down low, especially in key situations there as well.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. You know, she pounds around in the paint with anybody that's willing to get close enough to her, and she boxes out exceptionally well. And, you know, she's finishing the shots that she's presented with, which, you know, that's all we can ask, you know. And she doesn't always lead our team in rebounding, but she leads our team in boxing out every night and allows our guards to go chase down rebounds because, you know, she's got the toughest job every night in terms of you know, size-wise of you know, who we've got to match up with. And she's been a gamer for that, and it's really been fun to watch.
What's the message going into next week? You're getting ready for a South Central Calhoun coming up next week.
We feel like it's almost time where you're almost just playing conference games. So we've got a few more sneaky non-conference games in there. You know, we've just got to keep the ball moving. We've got to keep our focus night in and night out and, you know, be ready for every challenge that the next team, you know, presents. They don't all play the same way, so we have to be able to react to different situations. You know, we got a big one with Algona coming up on Friday and South Central to keep the rhythm for the season going. So those are good, you know, but the two teams play very differently. So we have to, you know, kind of keep ourselves prepared for every eventuality.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight. Look forward to seeing you out at South Central Calhoun coming up on Tuesday.
All right, great. Thank you.
The Humboldt Wildcats boys basketball team completed a 3-0 week after a win over Iowa Falls Alden on Friday. I caught up with Thurm to discuss the win against Iowa Falls Alden and the week.
It was a workmanlike performance, I thought. I thought their zone took a little flow out of the game with it, but we were still able to put up 81 points there. And just honestly, that's good practice for us because I'm anticipating that we're going to be seeing some zone here coming up the next week or two. So good practice for us there, and you know, we'll continue to work that in practice. And I thought we saw some good things out of that zone offense in the second half as well, where we got a little bit more aggressive and And we just, you know, we got shooters, but we got to have that mindset too, where we still, you know, we get the ball moving a little bit, we should be able to penetrate and get into the lane and go from there with it. And that'll come too. So it was, you know, coming off last night's win and the amount of energy that we expended last night. And then I thought we showed up real well tonight. So it's been a great week.
Great week it has been. And you saw the offensive prowess continue. That's now 80 points in 5 consecutive games here against this Iowa Falls Alden team dating back to January 17th of 2023. Looking at Elliot Carlson, he had 41 last night, comes out, has 25 tonight. As a coach of that senior who continues to develop and puts up impressive numbers, what are you seeing out of Elliot?
Well, I think Elliot's seeing a really big rim right now. He is, he's feeling it. And, you know, you could tell tonight that he just picked it right up where he left off from last night. Last night was one of the more incredible performances I've seen in a long time. Just the way he went about it, he was extremely efficient with it, and just feeling it all night long. And, you know, he put up 41 points, but he still had 8 assists to go with that too. So that was outstanding. But yeah, he came out hot again tonight, and he put up 25. And, you know, he's getting it, you know, both ways with it. He's hitting from deep, he's getting into the rim there, attacking, and he's doing a super job with that. And couldn't have a better kid either. He has absolutely worked his tail off, and you know, he's reaping the benefits right now of all that hard work that he's put in. And I know he expects to do this on a nightly basis, and we're kind of to that point too, where we expect it as well.
And 3 players in double figures tonight. Jackson Flaherty had himself a nice save with 14, and so did Cohen with 14.
Yeah, Jackson, he's really been coming along offensively. We feel like he could be an absolute menace on the defensive end, but when we get double figures out of him like that, that's just icing on the cake for us. I mean, we've been seeing that this last week. I love the way he's getting into the paint, and he's making good decisions in there and kissing it off the glass and just doing a great job with that. And then Cohen's been red hot as well. He's had some, he's had like a 6, like within the last week, he had a game, he had 6 3-pointers, then he had 7 3-pointers, he had 7 last night, then he puts up 4 again tonight, so the hoop's looking pretty big for him too.
A 3-0 week, this team looks like they're starting to turn the corner, first time being over 500 this year.
Yeah, we feel like that break really did us wonders. You know, a lot of these guys didn't get a break. They've been going hard at it since August, so just getting away for a week and getting that rest both physically and mentally, we feel like it's what was huge. And then just hitting that reset button coming out of break. You know, we went down and we played in scrimmage at Gilbert, where we played Gilbert and then Madrid, who's number 2 and 1A, and we saw 2 really good teams down there. And we came away from there with some positive things to take. And, you know, really since then, we've been playing some really good basketball. So we'll continue to gel and continue to make improvements. And hopefully we will keep picking up steam as we move towards the end of January and February.
Well, Coach, next week, you're going to face off against the South Central Calhoun team on Tuesday. Just the thoughts on that non-conference matchup coming up next week.
Yeah, I have not seen them on tape yet this year, but typically they are a zone team, and usually they throw out across the bottom of that zone, 6-5, 6-5, 6-6 type of thing. So I'm guessing they're not quite as big this year, but we'll find out on Tuesday night. But once again, like I said earlier, it's just great experience for us to be able to go up against that zone. And, you know, if teams want to take their chances, I don't know, with the way we shoot, the way we're shooting the ball, I guess it's a risk, but we'll be ready for it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight, and best of luck coming up on Tuesday.
Thank you, Matt, and have a great weekend.
You as well.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.